For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible ways in which He is about to make a way in your life, even when there seems to be no way. Rest assured, our God is a God of the impossible, a God of miracles, and a God who delights in leading His children through the most challenging of circumstances and into a place of victory, purpose, and abundance. He is the God who parts the Red Sea, the God who brings water from a rock, and the God who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 transformative ways in which God is ready to make a way in your life, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced the miraculous hand of God in their lives, you'll discover how God is ready to lead you through the wilderness, provide for your every need, and open doors that no man can shut. When we choose to trust in God's unfailing love, His perfect timing, and His ability to make a way where there seems to be no way, we position ourselves to experience the miraculous power of God in our lives. So if you've been facing a dead end, if you've been struggling to see a way forward, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this faith-building message with those in your circle who may be in need of encouragement, hope, and the reminder that our God is a God of the impossible. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to experience the miraculous way-making power of God in their lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you choose to trust in His perfect plan, lean on His unwavering strength, and believe that He is making a way for you, even in the face of the most challenging circumstances. Remember, your current obstacles are not your final outcome, your struggles are not the end of your story, and your trust in Him will lead you into the place of breakthrough and abundance He has in store for you. Keep believing, keep standing in faith, and watch as He makes a way in your life in ways you never thought possible as you embrace the miraculous journey He has prepared for you. Number 1. When life's storms rage and the path ahead seems obscured, remember that God often works in mysterious and unexpected ways. The whisper in the cacophony is just one of the many uncommon methods through which the Almighty can manifest His providence and grace in our lives. In our loudest moments of despair, God often speaks in whispers. When the world screams, "Impossible," listen for the divine murmur saying, "I am." Like Elijah in the cave, God's voice isn't in the earthquake or fire, but in the gentle breeze. That subtle nudge to call an old friend, or the random urge to take a different route home. These could be God's fingerprints on your seemingly dead-end situation. The Lord's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. He delights in surprising us with His ingenuity and love. When we feel trapped by circumstances, God is orchestrating a grand tapestry of events that we can't yet see. He may be using your current struggle as a catalyst for growth, preparing you for a blessing that's beyond your wildest dreams. God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our impatient hearts. He may be allowing certain doors to close so that you'll be available when He opens the right one. Trust in His process, for He is the author of your story and knows the perfect moment for your breakthrough. Sometimes God makes a way by changing our perspective rather than our circumstances. He might be inviting you to see your situation through His eyes of faith. What appears to be a setback could be a setup for a comeback. The rejection you're facing might be God's protection, steering you towards a better opportunity that He has already prepared. The Lord often uses the unlikely and overlooked to accomplish His purposes. Remember David, the shepherd boy who became king, or Gideon, the least in his family who became a mighty warrior. God may be preparing to use your weaknesses as a showcase for His strength. Your inadequacies are an invitation for His adequacy to shine through. In your waiting season, God may be cultivating virtues like patience, perseverance, and faith. These qualities are precious in His sight and essential for the journey ahead. He's not just interested in getting you out of your trouble. He's committed to growing you through it. God's provision often comes through unexpected channels. He fed Elijah through ravens and multiplied a widow's last meal.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Your breakthrough might come from an unanticipated source. Perhaps a stranger's kindness, a timely conversation, or an idea that seems to come out of nowhere. Keep your spiritual antennae tuned to recognize God's hand in the everyday miracles around you. Remember, child of God, that your Father is the God of the impossible. He parted seas, brought water from rocks, and raised the dead. Your situation is not beyond His reach. He delights in turning mourning into dancing and giving beauty for ashes. Even now, He is working all things together for your good, weaving a tapestry of grace that will leave you in awe of His faithfulness. So take heart, beloved. The God who knows the number of hairs on your head is intimately acquainted with your struggles. He hasn't forgotten you. In fact, He's closer than your next breath, ready to make a way where there seems to be no way. Your breakthrough may be just around the corner. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. For in Him, all things are possible, and His love for you is unwavering. Trust in His timing, lean on His wisdom, and watch in wonder as He unfolds His perfect plan for your life. Number 2. My dear friends, when life seems to close every door, leaving us feeling trapped and hopeless, it's often in these moments that God is working behind the scenes to create something extraordinary. The blessing in disguise is a powerful reminder that what appears to be a setback might actually be a divine setup for your greatest breakthrough. Sometimes God allows doors to close so emphatically that we're forced to look up. In our human understanding, we may see only obstacles and dead ends. But in God's infinite wisdom, He's orchestrating a masterpiece of grace and purpose. Think of Joseph in the Bible. His journey from favored son to slave to prisoner seemed like a series of tragic setbacks. Yet each step, even the painful ones, was leading him to a position of influence that would save nations. Your pit moment, that job loss, that relationship breakdown, that financial struggle, could be God's way of repositioning you for a purpose far greater than you've imagined. It's in these valleys that our faith is tested and strengthened. When we're stripped of our usual comforts and resources, we learn to rely wholly on God's provision and guidance. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. what seems like a detour might be the very path He's designed to lead you to your destiny. In these moments of confusion and disappointment, cling to this blessing in disguise often comes with invaluable lessons. Perhaps you're learning patience, developing resilience, or discovering hidden talents you never knew you possessed. Maybe God is using this time to prune away things in your life that were hindering your growth, making room for new blessings to take root. Consider the caterpillar's transformation into a butterfly. The struggle within the cocoon is crucial for the butterfly's wings to develop the strength needed for flight. Similarly, your current struggles may be developing the spiritual muscles you'll need for the next phase of your journey. In these moments, it's vital to maintain an attitude of gratitude and expectancy. Thank God not just for what He's done, but for what He's about to do. Your praise in the pit can become the key that unlocks your prison doors, just as it did for Paul and Silas. Remember, delay is not denial. God's timing is perfect, and His plans for you are good. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. Your not yet is simply a get ready in disguise. Use this waiting period to prepare your heart, sharpen your skills, and deepen your faith. As you navigate through what seems like a maze of closed doors, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is the way, and He promises to make a way where there seems to be no way. Your Red Sea moment is coming, that miraculous parting of impossible circumstances that will leave no doubt about God's power and love for you. So take heart, child of God. Your current situation is not your final destination. The God who turned water into wine, who fed thousands with a few loaves and fish, who raised the dead to life, this same God is working in your life right now. Your miracle is on the way. Your breakthrough is coming. Your blessing in disguise is about to be revealed, and it will be more glorious than you could have ever imagined. Number 3. When life seems to close every door, leaving us feeling trapped and hopeless, it's often in these moments that God is working behind the scenes to create something extraordinary. The blessing in disguise is a powerful reminder that what appears to be a setback might actually be a divine setup for your greatest breakthrough. Sometimes God allows doors to close so emphatically that we're forced to look up. In our human understanding, we may see only obstacles and dead ends. But in God's infinite wisdom, He's orchestrating a masterpiece of grace and purpose. Think of Joseph in the Bible. His journey from favored son to slave to prisoner seemed like a series of tragic setbacks. Yet each step, even the painful ones, was leading him to a position of influence that would save nations. Your pit moment, that job loss, that relationship breakdown, that financial struggle, could be God's way of repositioning you for a purpose far greater than you've imagined. It's in these valleys that our faith is tested and strengthened. When we're stripped of our usual comforts and resources, we learn to rely wholly on God's provision and guidance. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What seems like a detour might be the very path He's designed to lead you to your destiny. In these moments of confusion and disappointment, cling to the promise that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him. This blessing in disguise often comes with invaluable lessons. Perhaps you're learning patience, developing resilience, or discovering hidden talents you never knew you possessed. Maybe God is using this time to prune away things in your life that were hindering your growth, making room for new blessings to take root. Consider the caterpillar's transformation into a butterfly. The struggle within the cocoon is crucial for the butterfly's wings to develop the strength needed for flight. Similarly, your current struggles may be developing the spiritual muscles you'll need for the next phase of your journey. In these moments, it's vital to maintain an attitude of gratitude and expectancy. Thank God, not just for what He's done, but for what He's about to do. Your praise in the pit can become the key that unlocks your prison doors, just as it did for Paul and Silas. Remember, delay is not denial. God's timing is perfect, and His plans for you are good. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. Your not yet is simply a get ready in disguise. Use this waiting period to prepare your heart, sharpen your skills, and deepen your faith. As you navigate through what seems like a maze of closed doors, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is the way, and He promises to make a way where there seems to be no way. Your so take heart, child of God. Your current situation is not your final destination. The God who turned water into wine, who fed thousands with a few loaves and fish, who raised the dead to life. This same God is working in your life right now. Your miracle is on the way. Your breakthrough is coming. Your blessing in disguise is about to be revealed, and it will be more glorious than you could have ever imagined. Number 4. In these moments of apparent impossibility, God often works in mysterious and unexpected ways to create new opportunities and open doors we never imagined. The power of pause is one such divine strategy that can lead to breakthrough and transformation. In our rush for solutions, God sometimes inserts a holy pause. Like Jesus sleeping in the storm-tossed boat, God may seem inactive in your turbulence. This pause isn't punishment, it's preparation. Use this time to deepen your roots, like a tree in winter. When spring comes, you'll be ready to bear fruit you never thought possible. During these seasons of waiting, God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating circumstances and aligning hearts. He's cultivating patience, perseverance, and faith within you. Just as a seed must lie dormant in the soil before it can sprout and grow, your dreams and desires may need a period of stillness before they can flourish. This divine pause allows you to reflect, reassess, and realign your priorities with God's will. It's an opportunity to draw closer to Him, to seek His face, and to listen for His still, small voice. In the silence, you may discover new insights, gain fresh perspective, and receive divine inspiration that you might have missed in the busyness of life. Remember that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own expectations. He sees the bigger picture and knows exactly when to set things in motion. Trust that during this pause, He is arranging circumstances, softening hearts, and preparing the way for your breakthrough. Use this time wisely. Deepen your prayer life, immerse yourself in Scripture, and cultivate a spirit of gratitude. Allow God to refine your character and strengthen your faith. Like a diamond formed under pressure, the challenges you face during this pause can shape you into a more resilient, compassionate, and faith-filled person. Don't be discouraged if you don't see immediate results. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What seems like a delay to us may be a critical part of His perfect plan. Trust that He is working all things together for your good, even when you can't see or understand it. As you wait, keep your eyes open for small miracles and unexpected blessings. God often uses these moments to remind us of His presence and care. A timely word of encouragement, a surprising provision, or a newfound strength can all be signs that God is at work in your situation. When the time is right, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will part the seas, move mountains, and open doors that no one can shut. Your patience and faith during the pause will have prepared you to walk boldly into the opportunities He provides. So embrace the power of pause. Let it be a time of growth, renewal, and deepening trust in God's faithfulness. When He finally moves, you'll be amazed at how He transforms your situation, exceeding your expectations and revealing His glory in ways you never imagined possible. Number 5. My friends. When life seems to have backed you into a corner with no visible way out, remember that God specializes in the impossible. His kingdom operates on principles that often appear upside down to our human understanding. This paradoxical nature of God's ways is a testament to His infinite wisdom and His ability to work beyond our limited perspectives. The upside-down kingdom principle teaches us that God's solutions often come in unexpected packages. When you're facing a situation that seems hopeless, consider that the answer might be the exact opposite of what you're striving for. This principle is woven throughout Scripture and the Christian walk. To truly live, we must die to self. This means surrendering our own desires, ambitions, and plans to God's will. It's in this surrender that we find true fulfillment and purpose. By letting go of our tight grip on life, we allow God to work through us in ways we never imagined possible. To receive, we must give. This counterintuitive principle challenges our natural inclination to hoard and protect what we have. Yet, when we open our hands and hearts in generosity, we often find ourselves blessed beyond measure. It's not just about material possessions. This applies to our time, talents, and love as well. To find ourselves, we must lose ourselves. In a world that constantly pushes us to focus on self-promotion and personal gain, God calls us to lose ourselves in service to others. It's in this selfless devotion that we discover our true identity and purpose in Christ. When you're at your wit's end, feeling trapped with no way forward, consider that the solution might be radically different from what you expect. Your act of forgiveness towards someone who has wronged you might be the key that unlocks your own freedom from bitterness and resentment. Your willingness to serve in a humble position might open doors to leadership opportunities you never anticipated. God's ways often involve a period of preparation in the wilderness before leading us to the promised land. Joseph had to endure slavery and imprisonment before rising to a position of power in Egypt. David spent years as a fugitive before becoming king. Moses lived as a shepherd for decades before God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. In your current struggle, God may be using this time to refine your character, deepen your faith, and prepare you for a greater purpose. What seems like a detour might actually be the most direct route to your destiny in God's plan. Remember that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. When you feel inadequate and overwhelmed, you're in the perfect position for God to display His power through you. Embrace your limitations as an opportunity for God's unlimited resources to shine through. God often uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Your seemingly insignificant acts of kindness, your quiet moments of prayer, your steadfast faith in the face of adversity, these are the very things God can use to bring about miraculous breakthroughs. As you navigate through this challenging season, hold fast to the truth that God is working behind the scenes. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What appears to be a dead end from your perspective might be the beginning of a new divinely orchestrated chapter in your life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight. Even when the path seems twisted and unclear, God is guiding your steps towards His perfect plan for your life. Number 6. When life seems to have boxed you in and all avenues appear closed, remember that our God specializes in making ways where there seem to be none. The story of the Israelites crossing the Jordan River serves as a powerful reminder of how faith can pave the way for miraculous breakthroughs. Just as the priests had to step into the rushing waters before they parted, God might be calling you to take that first step of faith into the unknown. The invisible bridge represents those moments when we're asked to trust in God's guidance, even when we can't see the path ahead. It's about believing in His promises and moving forward, knowing that He will provide solid ground beneath our feet. This unseen pathway could manifest in various aspects of your life. Perhaps it's applying for a job that seems out of reach, starting a ministry with limited resources, or extending forgiveness to someone who has deeply hurt you. In these moments, God is inviting you to partner with Him in faith. Your act of obedience, no matter how small it may seem, could be the key that unlocks the floodgates of His blessings. It's in these steps of faith that we often experience the most profound growth and witness the most extraordinary miracles. Consider Abraham, who left his homeland based on a promise from God, not knowing where he was going. Or think of David, facing Goliath with nothing but a sling and 5 smooth stones, trusting in the Lord's deliverance. These biblical heroes didn't wait for all the details to be revealed. They acted on the faith they had, and God honored their trust. The invisible bridge might look like starting a business in a challenging economic climate, trusting that God will provide the necessary resources and connections. It could be pursuing a reconciliation that seems impossible, believing that God can soften hearts and heal deep wounds. Or it might involve stepping out to serve in a capacity you feel ill-equipped for, confident that God will equip you with the skills and strength you need. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. When we're faced with seemingly insurmountable obstacles, He often has solutions we couldn't even imagine. The Red Sea parting, manna falling from heaven, water gushing from a rock. These miraculous provisions came in ways the Israelites never expected. So, if you're standing at the edge of your own Jordan River today, facing a situation that seems hopeless, take heart. The God who made a way for the Israelites is the same God who is working on your behalf. He hasn't brought you this far to abandon you now. Your breakthrough might be just one step of faith away. As you contemplate taking that step onto your invisible bridge, remember that faith isn't the absence of fear. It's moving forward despite it. It's normal to feel apprehensive or uncertain, but cling to the promises of God. Let His word be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Trust in His timing, His wisdom, and His unfailing love for you. Your act of faith, no matter how small, can set in motion a chain of events that lead to your miracle. It could be the catalyst for a transformation, not just in your life, but in the lives of those around you. So step out boldly, knowing that the God who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Number 7. When life's path seems blocked and every door appears firmly shut, remember that God specializes in making ways where there seem to be none. The divine detour is a powerful reminder of this truth. Just as the Apostle Paul found himself redirected from his intended journey to Asia and instead led to Macedonia, we too may find our carefully laid plans taking unexpected turns. These detours, while often confusing or even frustrating at first, are not random or purposeless. They are carefully orchestrated by a loving God who sees far beyond our limited perspective. When we encounter an unanswered prayer or face a closed door, it's easy to feel discouraged or question God's plan. However, these moments are often God's way of rerouting us to a better destination, one that aligns more closely with His perfect will for our lives. Embracing these divine detours requires faith and trust. It means letting go of our own expectations and surrendering to God's greater wisdom. As we do so, we often find that these unexpected paths lead us to destined encounters and unforeseen opportunities that we could never have imagined or planned for ourselves. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. When we feel lost or off course, it's crucial to remember that God is still in control. He is the master navigator, and His GPS never fails. What appears to be a setback in our eyes may actually be a setup for something far greater than we could have conceived. In these moments of uncertainty, we must cling to the promises of God. Proverbs 3:5-6 encourages us to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. This doesn't mean the path will always be easy or clear, but it does assure us that God is guiding our steps. As we navigate life's unexpected turns, we can find comfort and strength in knowing that God goes before us. He is preparing the way, opening doors that no man can shut, and closing doors that would lead us astray. Our role is to remain faithful, attentive to His voice, and willing to follow where He leads. These divine detours often bring us into contact with people we might never have met otherwise, individuals who may need our help or who may play a crucial role in our own journey. They provide opportunities for growth, for developing resilience, and for deepening our faith in ways that smooth sailing never could. So when you find yourself facing an unexpected roadblock or a change of plans, pause and consider. Could this be a divine detour? Instead of resisting or lamenting the change, embrace it with curiosity and faith. Ask God to reveal His purpose and to give you the strength and wisdom to navigate this new path. Remember, the God who parted the Red Sea, who brought water from a rock, and who raised Jesus from the dead, is more than capable of making a way where there seems to be no way in your life. He delights in doing the impossible and loves to show His power and love through our seemingly hopeless situations. As you journey through life's twists and turns, hold fast to the truth that God's plans for you are good. He promises in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Your divine detour is not a derailment of God's plan. It is an integral part of it. Number 8. When life seems to crumble around you and all hope appears lost, remember that God is not finished with your story. The Almighty specializes in bringing beauty from ashes, transforming our darkest moments into testimonies of His grace and power. In your moment of complete breakdown, when you've exhausted all options and find yourself at your weakest, you're perfectly positioned for a breakthrough. It's in our emptiness that we're most ready to be filled with God's presence and purpose. Your point of devastation could be God's launching pad for restoration, renewal, and rebirth. The Lord often uses our lowest points as the foundation for His greatest works in our lives. When we're stripped of our own strength and resources, we're compelled to rely fully on His unfailing love and limitless power. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 12:9 that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. When we feel most inadequate and broken, the Lord's strength shines brightest through us. Your breakdown might be the very catalyst God uses to showcase His power in your life, drawing others to His love and grace through your journey of restoration. In times of crisis, it's natural to focus on our immediate circumstances, but God sees the bigger picture. He is weaving a tapestry of redemption, using even our pain and struggles as threads in His masterpiece. What appears to be a dead end in your life may actually be a divine detour, leading you to blessings and opportunities you never imagined possible. Remember the words of the prophet Isaiah, who declared, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Even in the midst of your personal wilderness, God is at work, creating streams of hope and pathways to victory that you may not yet see. Your breakdown can become the breeding ground for unshakable faith. As you lean into God's promises and trust His plan, you'll discover a strength that surpasses human understanding. This newfound resilience will not only carry you through your current trials, but will also equip you to face future challenges with confidence and grace. God often uses our brokenness to cultivate compassion and empathy within us. Your struggles today may be preparing you to minister to others who will face similar trials tomorrow. Your testimony of God's faithfulness in your darkest hour could become a beacon of hope for someone else walking through their own valley of despair. As you navigate this season of hardship, cling to the truth that God is with you. He has not abandoned you, nor has He forgotten His promises. Your breakthrough is on the horizon, waiting to burst forth like the dawn after a long, dark night. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the God who parted the Red Sea, raised the dead, and conquered the grave is working on your behalf. Your breakdown is not the end of your story. It's merely a chapter in the greater narrative of God's redemptive work in your life. Embrace this moment of vulnerability as an opportunity for divine intervention. Trust that the Lord is molding you, refining you, and preparing you for a purpose far greater than you can imagine. Your breakthrough is coming, and when it arrives, it will testify to the goodness, power, and unfailing love of our Heavenly Father. Number 9. When we find ourselves at life's crossroads, facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles, it's easy to overlook the extraordinary power of God working through the ordinary moments of our lives. The miracle in the mundane is a profound reminder that our Heavenly Father often chooses to reveal His glory, not in grand, earth-shattering events, but in the quiet, everyday occurrences we might easily miss. Consider the story of Naaman, the Syrian commander afflicted with leprosy. He came to the prophet Elisha, expecting a dramatic healing ceremony. perhaps involving incantations or elaborate rituals. Instead, he was instructed to simply wash 7 times in the Jordan River. Naaman initially scoffed at this mundane solution, nearly missing out on his miraculous healing. This teaches us a valuable lesson. God's ways are often far simpler and more accessible than we imagine. In our own lives, we may be searching for God's intervention in spectacular displays, while He's quietly working through our daily routines and habits. That morning cup of coffee shared with a struggling friend could be the catalyst for their spiritual breakthrough. The consistency of your bedtime prayers, even when you feel too tired or distracted, might be gradually shifting the spiritual atmosphere of your household. The simple act of smiling at a stranger could be God's way of planting a seed of hope in their heart. God delights in using the ordinary to accomplish the extraordinary. He takes our mundane obedience and transforms it into miracles. That small act of forgiveness you extend to a coworker might be the very thing that breaks generational cycles of bitterness. The habit of gratitude you're cultivating, even in difficult circumstances, could be the key to unlocking unprecedented blessings in your life. Remember, it's often in the valley of routine that God prepares us for the mountain of miracles. Those countless hours spent honing your craft, even when it seems fruitless, might be God's way of preparing you for a sudden promotion or opportunity. The patience you're developing while waiting in long lines or traffic jams could be the very quality God will use to sustain you through a future season of waiting for His promises to manifest. In the Bible, we see numerous examples of God using everyday items and situations to perform miracles. Moses' staff, David's sling, and 5 loaves and 2 fish, all ordinary things that became extraordinary in God's hands. Similarly, the mundane aspects of your life, your job, your relationships, your daily chores, can become conduits for God's miraculous power. As you go about your day, be attentive to the small promptings of the Holy Spirit. That sudden urge to call an old friend might be God's way of positioning you to speak life-changing words into their situation. The idea to start a small savings fund could be the beginning of God's plan to use you as a blessing to others in need. Don't underestimate the power of consistency in the mundane. Noah built the ark 1 plank at a time, day after day, even when there was no sign of rain. Your faithfulness in the small things is building a foundation for God's mighty works in your life. Each act of obedience, no matter how small, is a brick in the pathway God is constructing to lead you to your destiny. As you seek God's intervention in your life, don't overlook the miracle in the mundane. Embrace the everyday moments with expectancy, knowing that God often chooses to make a way where there seems to be no way through the simple, the ordinary, and the routine. Your breakthrough might not come with fanfare and fireworks, but through the quiet, persistent work of God in the everyday fabric of your life. Trust in His process, for He is always at work, even when you can't see it, crafting a masterpiece out of the mundane moments of your journey. Number 10. My brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves at our weakest, God often reveals His strength most profoundly. The victory and vulnerability is a powerful testament to how the Lord works in mysterious and unexpected ways, turning our greatest struggles into our most potent testimonies. In a world that constantly pushes us to project an image of perfection and strength, it can be challenging to embrace our vulnerabilities. We're taught to hide our flaws, to cover our scars, and to present only our best selves to the world. But God's wisdom often runs counter to worldly wisdom, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. Consider the Apostle Paul, a man of great faith and influence in the early Christian church. He spoke of a thorn in his flesh, a persistent weakness that troubled him deeply. 3 times he pleaded with the Lord to remove it, but God's response was unexpected. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." This revelation transformed Paul's perspective, leading him to boast in his weaknesses so that Christ's power could rest upon him. This biblical example invites us to reconsider our own vulnerabilities. That area of your life where you feel most inadequate. That struggle you've been trying to hide. That part of yourself you're most ashamed of. What if these are the very channels through which God wants to demonstrate His power and grace? Imagine for a moment your deepest insecurity becoming a source of strength, your greatest failure turning into a story of redemption, your most persistent struggle evolving into a powerful testimony. In our weakness, we learn to rely more fully on God's strength. When we come to the end of our own resources, we discover the limitless nature of His. Our vulnerability creates space for God to work in ways that leave no doubt about the source of the victory. It's clearly His doing, not our own. This approach to vulnerability requires courage. It means stepping out from behind our carefully constructed facades and allowing others to see our true selves. It involves risk, the risk of judgment, misunderstanding, or rejection. But it also opens the door to deeper connections, authentic community, and the kind of faith that inspires others. Embracing vulnerability doesn't mean wallowing in weakness or seeking pity. Instead, it's about acknowledging our limitations while simultaneously recognizing God's unlimited power. It's about being honest about our struggles while maintaining hope in God's ability to work through them. As you face your own areas of vulnerability, remember that God specializes in using the unlikely, the overlooked, and the underestimated. Throughout Scripture and history, we see Him choosing the weak to confound the strong, the foolish to shame the wise. Your perceived shortcomings might just be the perfect stage for God to display His glory. So today, take heart. Your struggles do not disqualify you from God's use. They might just be preparing you for it. Your weaknesses are not obstacles to God's plan. They could be essential to it. As you surrender your vulnerabilities to Him, watch expectantly for how He might transform them into victories. Not just for you, but for many others who will be touched by your story. In this journey of faith, let us remember that true strength isn't found in pretending to be perfect, but in being perfectly honest about our imperfections and allowing God's perfect love to shine through them. Your vulnerability, when placed in God's hands, can become the very thing that makes way where there seemed to be no way, bringing hope, healing, and transformation, not just to your life, but to the world around you. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before You today with hearts filled with hope and faith, knowing that You are the God of the impossible. We trust in Your infinite wisdom and unwavering love for us, even in the midst of our struggles and challenges. We acknowledge that there are times when we feel overwhelmed by the obstacles that lie ahead, and we may not see a clear path forward, but we hold fast to the truth that You are a God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. You are the Creator of the universe, and nothing is too difficult for You. We remember the stories of old, where You parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, providing them with a path to freedom when all hope seemed lost. We recall how You brought water from a rock in the wilderness, sustaining Your people when they were thirsty and in need. These testimonies remind us of Your power and Your ability to intervene in our lives, even in the most desperate of circumstances. Lord, we ask that You would make a way for us now, in the midst of our own challenges and difficulties. We pray that You would open doors that seem firmly shut, that You would provide solutions to problems that appear insurmountable, and that You would guide us through the darkness and into the light. We trust in Your timing and Your plan, knowing that You are working all things together for our good and for Your glory. Give us the strength to persevere, the courage to keep moving forward, and the faith to believe that You will make a way where there seems to be no way. We thank You for Your faithfulness, Your love, and Your grace. We praise You for being a God who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. May our lives be a testament to Your goodness and Your power as we walk in the path that You have prepared for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to leave you with a final thought. Remember that God is always working on your behalf, even when you can't see it. He is orchestrating events and circumstances in your life to bring about His perfect will for you. Perhaps you've been facing a situation that seems impossible, and you can't see a way out. Take heart, knowing that God specializes in making a way where there seems to be no way. He can open doors that no man can shut, and He can close doors that no man can open. Trust in His sovereignty and His goodness, knowing that He has a plan and a purpose for your life. As you step out in faith, believing that God is about to make a way for you, may you be filled with peace and confidence. May you have the courage to take bold steps forward, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. And may you always remember that God is with you, guiding you and directing your steps. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:19, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." This is God's promise to you today. He is doing a new thing in your life, and He is making a way for you, even in the most barren and desolate places. As you go from this place, may you be filled with hope and expectancy, knowing that God is about to do something amazing in your life. May you have eyes to see the new things He is doing, and may you have the faith to follow Him wherever He leads. Keep believing, keep trusting, and keep holding fast to His promises, knowing that He is a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.